It all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's WKOK Sunrise. I am Chris Elio, in for the great and immortal Mark Lawrence. I'd like to give a shout out. I didn't say anything at all yesterday about the wonderful workings of Rob Center behind the board. Thank you for producing this show and keeping me on the air and, you know, keeping me calm, because that's really what this is all about. It's hard to fill the Mark Lawrence shoes. Enough about me, though. We're here to talk about ARC, which is a wonderful organization here in the Valley. And we have Robert Rausch, who is a PhD, so we'll call him Dr. Rausch going forward.
Oh, my.
He's the executive director of the ARC Susquehanna Valley. And then we have Judy Davis, who treasurer and board member of ARC, and the former Northumberland County Behavioral Health and Intellectual and Development Services director.
Administrator,
there it is. It's still important no matter how you slice it. So, ARC, tell me about ARC.
Good morning, Chris. The ARC has been here for actually a very long time. We were originally incorporated in Northumberland County in 1951.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that's remarkable.
So we've been around a long time. Things started to change in 1951 in the country, and no, I'm not going to go all the way back to 1951 and take a long time to get through each year to the present, but our organization really consists of the actual individuals that we serve, and we call them self-advocates, because years ago people didn't think of individuals who were intellectually and developmentally disabled as being able to advocate for themselves, and now today we know so much more. They are able to advocate for themselves, and they're able to decide and make their own decisions about life, and we are there at the ARC to help facilitate those decisions, help them make those decisions, whether they be for employment or volunteer work, and to enrich their lives with activities, social activities, and that sort of thing.
And so you, for example, will have programs that range from as simple as, hey, come and do some activities with us, to create activities for themselves, almost, right? Like to find their own jobs and to find their own activities and whatnot.
Yes, exactly. So we kind of have, a wide spectrum and a broad approach. Individuals can look at our newsletter or our website, which I can give is thearcsusquehanna.org, and decide, for example, to come to an event that we're hosting. They can look at the calendar and see that we're having, for example, we just had a picnic at the Eagles Park State Park, and individuals came out just to socialize for that sort of thing. But we also have classes. We have a Monday morning dream class where Brian Habermel, our self-advocate director, works with individuals to help them know their rights and to help them do anything from balance their bank account to find an apartment on their own to live in.
And I personally know Brian. I've met him several times, and I actually spent some time with him. If you ever want to dispel any myth about anyone with any kind of intellectual or physical disability, that they can be, you know, that they're just as capable as anyone else on this earth, that gentleman is a perfect example of someone that you want to, you know, like, hey, you know, check out Brian. He's just so helpful, wonderful, and inspiring individual.
Brian has been instrumental in developing the self-advocates of Northumberland County and now the ARC of Susquehanna Valley. His group that he's put together, as Robert had said, he runs several classes through the ARC, and he also supports individuals who, as Robert referenced a little bit earlier, are maybe looking for employment, are going through a difficult time. Brian's there. He also, most recently, the ARC had a self-determination banquet back in June, and Brian's the coordinator and organizer of that event, which gives awards to individuals who have been successful over the last year or several years of finding employment or self-advocating for themselves on a certain issue. Maybe it was they were extremely shy and they weren't comfortable, you know, in groups, and because of the supports that they've received from their provider organization, they've accomplished some of their goals, and Brian coordinates the award ceremony that's given out. So it's an opportunity for folks to really be recognized for the accomplishments that they've run.
It's a pretty remarkable program, and the one thing that I can say from, again, a personal experience is that not only are you welcoming to those who, you know, have, like you said earlier, intellectual disabilities and whatnot, but I was able, because I wasn't even working on a day of an event, I was invited by Brian and by Mark Reeves, is another person that we spoke of, to come. And my daughter was she's a baker, and they were doing they were baking pies for Thanksgiving. I think this was like a year and a half ago at a church. And they were like, yeah, bring your daughter. And they were so welcoming and so, like, kind and nice about it. I've been to events in the past where it was just like, well, you know, you're not one of us or whatever, like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Just like any other group might be. So it's very interesting. We're speaking with Dr. Rausch and Judy Davis. They're here with the ARC Susquehanna Valley. So any upcoming events that are that you want to throw out there for people, or?
Well, our summer camp is in full swing, and it's never closed. That's kind of the interesting thing. Nothing is really ever closed. We do have like some deadlines to register for things, and sometimes they do fill up. But PPL, for example, gave us a wonderful grant, PPL Cares, for $10,000 in order to conduct our summer program. So we have had some wonderful trips already. We're going to be going to the Cameron Aquarium, for example, in New Jersey. There's just lots of stuff to cover, and so much that's coming up that, again, I kind of have to direct people back to the website, which is thearcsusquehanna.org. And if you click on events, a calendar will come up. And I did bring my pad, and I wanted to mention, like, for example, coming up this September, on September 17th, again, Brian has planned an All Abilities Talent Show.
Wow. That sounds awesome.
It is really awesome. The amazing thing is that we have made assumptions, like you said, like myth busting. Mm-hmm. We've made assumptions about these folks that haven't been true, and technology has helped us to help them to communicate. So, for example, Mark, who is so very active now, and you should have heard him yesterday going back and forth between Brian and he teaching the class, Mark uses an iPad to communicate.
Yeah, he was just starting that I personally worked with him a few years back, and he had just started on that.
Well, right, and now he's just really good at doing that.
That's remarkable.
And a myth, something that I thought, for example, is that people with Down syndrome, I was ignorant, and I thought that part of Down syndrome was intellectual disability, and that's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing to find that out, because I must say I've discovered that Mark is a bit more intelligent than I am. when I'm conversing with him. But he's not able to communicate by speaking.
Right.
He has to use his iPad, and then he can put words and things together like no one else. And no one knew that about him until he was in his 40s. Probably, which is really remarkable. So these individuals, that's why I wanted to mention the talent show. And again, all of our events, everything is open to the public. We don't have closed events. In fact, it's our goal to have our folks interacting with everyone in the community and anyone in the community.
Sure.
If I could just add.
No, please do.
I think it's important for us to support the individuals that we are, but also to let the community know that we're located right on Market Street in Sunbury. We serve five counties, Northumberland, Columbia, Montour, Snyder, and Union counties, and that everyone is welcome to stop by our office, see what we do, drop in, get to know the individuals that are there, the staff, and we're always looking for volunteers, and we're always looking for board members. So if anyone has an interest, we welcome you to come in and get to know us a little bit better, and we appreciate your support and help. And just a little tidbit about the ARC. I won't take up too much time.
No, please do.
But,
take your time.
The ARC started out, as Robert said, back in the 1950s in Northumberland County, and as it progressed, it really started out with a group of family members who were very much concerned about the supports and the services that their children were going to be receiving.
Sure.
And I think what's amazing is as our system has evolved over the last 50 years plus, that complexion of the ARC looks very different. It was really a family-run organization very early on, with the individuals being in the background. And what has evolved is over time, families are still supported, but the individuals are in charge.
Well, yeah.
And they're directing their care, and they're directing their supports. And that is just an unbelievable transformation of our system and how it has grown over the years. So
well,
I think
mean,
that's very important to recognize.
We've heard about Brian, who
right.
seems to be running the company.
And he's just one individual of hundreds that,
right.
that receive supports through the ARC.
Right, it's just
so,
one example. Yes,
yes,
absolutely. The ARC, I mean, yes, the arcsusquehanna.org is the website. Please go and check it out. I can personally attest to how wonderful a program this is, and they're doing wonderful things for people in our community. Dr. Rausch, Judy Davis, thank you so much for your time and coming in this morning
on
WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. My name is Chris Elio. This is one of my favorite songs ever. Little sticks for your morning action. It's a good start to the day. I'm in for Mark Lawrence, who is at home, hopefully resting or doing whatever it is he enjoys doing when he's not here behind this mic, but I know that he misses this terribly. Sitting across from me this morning, who it's my great pleasure to be sitting across from them, I have Dr. Robert Rausch, PhD, Executive Director of the ARC Susquehanna Valley, and Judy Davis, who's the treasurer and a board member with the ARC Susquehanna Valley. We were talking earlier in the hour about what ARC is, what you guys do, and what the people of ARC do for themselves. But you said there were some other events, some other things you wanted to chat about, some satellite spaces and whatnot. So
Judy, I think I already mentioned that our main location is the Marketplace Arcade, which is located at 326 Market Street in Sunbury, but we have other locations. Our AMPS program is kind of our go-to evening social program. They gather in various locations, but also go out into the community together. And I just wanted to mention those locations quickly. We have, I guess, six locations now. I'll count after I read them. So
sure.
Berwick, and that takes place on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 at Salem Elementary School in Berwick. And this program is for anyone that is ages 12 up and their friends and family and community members that want to come and hang with us, basically. Bloomsburg is on Thursdays at the Trinity Apartments in Bloomsburg. They have this enormous community room there, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Milton is Monday at Christ Lutheran Church in Milton, also from 6 to 8 p.m. Sealands Grove is Wednesday at the Senior Center from 5:30 to 7:30. That's the only one with slightly different hours. Shamokin is Tuesday at the Shamokin Christ Missionary Alliance Church, and that's also from 6 to 8. Sunbury is on Tuesdays right at 326 Market Street, the Market Arcade, and that is 6 to 8. And Danville is Wednesday at Shiloh UCC. And finally, we have a new group, or newer group. It started last year in Bloomsburg for folks that are 50 years and older, called 50 and Fun. And that's also at the Trinity Apartments. That's on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. A lot of those folks are, you know, retirement age, that kind of thing.
Well, 50 and Fun, yeah. Well, of course.
It's 50 and Fun. Judy and I both know what it is, yes, to be over 50 and fun. So.
And you are quite fun. So something that might be a little less fun. So let's bring this up. So what could be some obstacles that you see in the success of your program? Like what or things that have been overcome that you have seen personally, like some, you know.
Well, I would like to say that I think over the years the ARC has really grown, and just the mere fact that when it started, it was the ARC for Northumberland County only, and over the course of the last 10 years has expanded into the Columbia, Montour, Snyder, Union County areas. Mm-hmm. Quite an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And quite a wonderful service to be able to provide to the folks in those other four counties. Another area is, and I'll start on this, and then I'll let Robert talk about it, because he really has been the one who has done all the work.
Sure.
We've just served in an advisory capacity. But one of the areas is the ARC was primarily established as a support organization and a social recreation organization, and that's what it did for a number of years and met the needs of the families as well as the individuals that we served. And within the last year and a half, under Robert's leadership, the ARC has attained provider status. What that means to the common person is that the ARC is now more than a social recreational program. It's a provider of services.
Yeah.
So they can actually provide services to individuals who are receiving case management services or waiver, what's called waiver services, throughout the five county area. And they can provide social and community habilitation services, and hopefully some employment services as we grow. So that's a real accomplishment.
Yes.
and quite an area of need. Not that there aren't a lot of wonderful providers in our five county area, but it's always good to have another option for folks.
Sure.
And another choice.
Absolutely.
I think that's critical.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. When every year folks graduate high school that are the types of people that we serve, and of all those people graduating, there's 70-some individuals in our service area every year that are going from school into the community. And, you know, you talk about, you know, what are some of the obstacles and impediments, and invisibility is one of them. And that's something mm-hmm. that Brian talks about a
sure.
lot. And Brian, as you mentioned, he has cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair. He gets around like no one else I know. And yet, when he's out, he says, I'm invisible. People will come and talk to his parents who are standing there and not even acknowledge that he's there. So there's still a lot in society and attitudes, and it's not necessarily a negative reason mm-hmm. that people are maybe thinking, oh, that person is different and I don't want to call out that they're different by, you know, staring at them.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But for heaven's sake, smile and say hello.
Right, right.
Just like you would to anyone else.
Exactly.
And,
well, I mean,
and don't stare for a long time. But if you show curiosity about them, they will usually answer your questions and be delighted to do that. And just don't be afraid. I mean, it sounds crazy to say that.
It really does.
These folks, like we said, they have talents and they can do things, and they can do things for you if you're a business owner out there listening that you would be surprised and delighted that they can complete tasks as well and better than some folks and are a delightful member of a staff. I always talk about how much I learn from them. I think I'm the one that's benefiting, really.
I think we all are.
And it's I find it remarkable. Like I was thinking earlier when we were speaking in the last segment when you were talking about the talent show, and I think there are so many levels to a typically developing person who would either be afraid. Of either A, offending a person who has an intellectual disability, or B, not knowing how to approach them, or C, even their ego being bruised that maybe this person is actually smarter than me, and then their own stereotypes come out against that. It's just, there's so many, it's almost like an onion. It's really just an interesting concept, and it's, on one end it's sad, but on the other end it's fascinating, and hopefully people are shedding that.
Yeah, I mean, we constantly have to rethink what our place is in the universe as we get new information.
This is deep. We've gotten way too deep at 7:49 in the morning.
So, yeah, people are waking up and probably thinking
they're turning it on going, I'm waiting to hear about the weather.
Yeah,
can you?
Is it going to rain today or not?
Well, Dr. Roush, Judy Davis, thank you so much for your time. And again, the website is thearcsusquehanna.org. Go there. And if you, even if you have nothing to do with anything that's going on in this community in terms of a professional matter, check it out anyway. These folks are part of your community just like anybody else. So they deserve your attention and not to be invisible, as Dr. Roush just said.
We're here for everyone.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your appearance here
on
WKOK Sunrise.